Best Plays on NBC.
From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce Helen Clare in Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Claire Booth Luce. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you. Here we are again to greet you with a sharply witty comedy by a sharply witty woman, Claire Booth Luce. Mrs. Luce is not only the only woman ever to become a United States ambassador. She's the only playwright who ever became one. I would not say, however, that Kiss the Boys Goodbye is a diplomatic comedy any more than the author's The Women was. A diplomatic comedy just wouldn't be funny. And our best play is. Miss Booth, as she was known then, did not, however, consider that her play was simply a satire on a Hollywood search for a new actress. In the foreword to the published version of the text, she wrote that her play was a political allegory about fascism in America. This was a little like trying to start the Civil War all over again, but no shooting resulted. Our leading lady for this performance will be the heroine of the original production, Helen Clare. Our first scene is a drawing room on the Dixie Flyer, northbound from the south.
Myra Stanhope, old up Astoria, New York. Coroner is meeting latest candidate for Velvet O'Toole role today.
Unless... Mr. Lloyd, honey?
Can't you stay in your compartment till we get to New York?
But we're coming into Philadelphia.
So what?
Of course, that's nothing to a real cosmopolitan like you. But ain't any news just dying to see Philadelphia?
No, keep the blinds down. We're taking no chances on reporters.
Well, whatever you say. But, Mr. Lloyd, I'm worried about going off on a weekend and leaving Aunt Lily Lou alone in New York.
Now stop worrying about Auntie. I've got her a swell suite at the Plaza.
Oh, sugar, can't I bring it to the ranch?
No. Cindy Lou, you're getting a break. Herbert Z. Harner is going to give you the once-over on a quiet little weekend among friends. Do you realize what that means? You've got a chance at the greatest role in the history of motion pictures.
Velvet O'Toole. Honey, are the Rands nice people?
Rands, the editor of Manhattan Man.
Oh, that's a right clever magazine, though I don't always understand the jokes. But Aunt Lily Lou says it's lewd.
Lewder and funnier, dear. Now, must you be going?
Of course not, honey, if you want me to stay. What are the Rands really like?
Horace isn't a bad sort, but Mrs. Rand is a lady, whatever that means.
Why, everybody knows what that means. Who was she?
Who? Oh, Rumson. Very, very Long Island. Top Rumson, the 10-gold polo player, is her cousin.
Top Rumson?
Mm.
Oh, everybody knows about him. His horse won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, the boy was born with a silver bit in his teeth.
If ever I marry, and I devoutly pray I will, it's going to be a riding man. Well, told you, all my mother's kin were born on a horse.
Well, tell the editors of Life. They'll publish those pictures.
Maybe that's where I saw some pictures of Mr. Rumson with that movie star, Myra Stanhope.
What? Myra photographed with Top Rumson?
I don't feel she's Mr. Rumson's type at all.
Rumson, that's the answer. Honey, child, you've just given me a brilliant idea.
You Hollywood men certainly do write long telegrams.
And the producers like it. Gives them a chance to practice reading.
Miss Myra Stanhope, Waldorf Astoria.
Look, it's just a telegram of consolation, see? Now, if you please go...
Did you
go...
say consolation?
Mm-hmm. Myra Stanhope's been Harner's number one star for over 5 years. She wants to play Velvet O'Toole.
I declare, I feel sorry for Myra Stanhope and all those other big stars. heavenly day when I realized my grave responsibility to the South.
You're getting a chance at what every girl wants, to be a movie star.
Oh, I don't want to be a movie star.
What? After all, I didn't have to coax you to sneak out of Athens, Georgia.
I felt it was my duty.
Your what?
Mr. Lloyd, Kiss the Boys Goodbye is the finest book America's ever produced.
Excuse me.
Certainly. The Georgia Star Monthly Book Reviewer, Miss Ida Mae Stonewall Jackson, says it's the only unbiased account of the Confederate War. I owe it to the Covingtons and the Culpeppers and the Bethanys, my kinfolk.
You don't want to be a movie star?
Mr. Lloyd, sir, my daddy says Hollywood is the abattoir of decency and the outhouse of civilization.
May I never have another option renewed? I spend months combing the South for a new personality to play the greatest role that ever led to stardom, and she tells me it's a hair shirt deal. Oh, don't kid me.
Bethany, don't lie. Sometimes I have the distinct feeling you'd rather somebody else play that part.
Cindy Lou, I think it's risky business to put an unknown, inexperienced girl into a big picture like this. But who am I? Just the lousy director. It's Herbert Z's studio, and he's for it. So if you make the grade with him, it's Jake with me. But if you don't, I'm for somebody else. I'll even vote for Stanhope. So it's up to you, Toots, if the South gets in on the vindication of Dixie.
Vindication? The South needs no vindication, I thank you. Well, everybody knows we could have won that war if you Yankees hadn't cheated.
Cheated? How?
Oh, honey, I don't know how you all cheated, but you all must know how you all cheated.
Look, this is the third picture I've seen in the papers this month of Top with Myra Stanhope.
Well, the boy's developing taste. I knew Stanhope when I was just a movie critic, and she was just plain Hannah, chambermaid par excellence, the Algonquin, known on my floor as the Brooklyn Bombshell.
Look, this is ridiculous. Horace, I've allowed you to stall me for hours. I came down here for a quiet weekend in the hope of thrashing out a few fundamental problems with you. And what do I find?
Take it easy, my dear publisher. I'm a loyal guy. Could I let an old 21 pal like Hanna down when he asks sanctuary from the press?
The press? What am I? What are you? Listen to me, you, Judas.
No, you listen to me. You may be B.J. Wickfield, the publishing tycoon to the world, but as long as you've hired me to edit Manhattan Man, I'll edit it my way. So enough of that talk about fundamental problems.
Well, that must be Herbert now.
Leslie, how could you let Horace do this to me? You think I'm going to spend the weekend listening to a Hollywood pants presser? How many people have you invited? Here comes a second car.
A second car? Why, it's Tom.
Brumson, eh? Well, who's the big blonde at the wheel? Her face looks familiar.
Ye gods, it's Hannah.
Hannah? Oh, you mean Myra Stanhope?
None other. The Brooklyn Bombshell in the flesh. And what flesh?
She's smashed into Herbert's car.
He's a fool. Why, she's hurt.
You don't know Hannah. She's practically indestructible.
Now, listen, I promised Mrs. Wickfield that this was just business. She's got the most uncanny way of checking me.
I believe she is hurt. Look, she's fainted. Shouldn't you do something, Horace?
Oh, I can let them in. Aside from that, Top should be able to handle the situation. I still say you don't know Hannah like I know Hannah.
So I'm a producer. So even in Westport, something abnormal has to happen to me.
Oh, greetings, Herbert Z.
She deliberately ran that car into my rear.
She's hurt. She's swooned.
Oh, don't mind Myra. She's just making an entrance. What was the idea of asking her here?
She wasn't asked. She just got brought.
Oh, Horace, she is unconscious. Top. Top, is she all right?
She put on the brakes. We bumped heads and she fainted away.
Here, put her on the sofa.
Poor kid, a little bump like that can cause concussion. It's happened to me playing polo.
I'll get some water.
I'll take whiskey straight.
Myra, you all right, darling?
Look at her. I'll bet she's put on 20 pounds since Snowbound Souls.
Here, Top, give her a sip of water.
Myra, honey.
Where am I?
About 2 hours from Brooklyn, where you came from. Rand, you've got to get her out of here before the others show up.
This is my house, Herbert, and Mr. Rumson is my cousin. His friends are welcome.
Okay, Leslie, let us stay for the whole darn weekend. I come here to get away from everything, and what do I find? Not only Myra, but Wickfield.
I'll reduce your burden by half. I'll leave.
It's too bad. Conversation with my intellectual equals is a luxury I can only indulge when I come east.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, now, don't get me wrong. I'm no buttonhole maker for a generation back. Before I went into pictures, I went to Vanderbilt.
Alfred or Willie Kay?
Vanderbilt University. You don't realize there's a new college-bred type of producer capable of wielding the vast political power inherent in the screen.
Oh, glad to know it. Let's all have a drink.
Miss Stanhope, shouldn't you sit up? They're really not paying the slightest attention to you.
I know it. Makes me darn sore.
Now, take this epic I've got in the works, Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Velvet is a sort of southern Joan of Arc whose fine patriotism and tender forgiveness is going to lead the South out of sectionalism and class hatred. That's why the public demands some lovely, fresh face. Won't stand for any round-heeled, shop-worn Hollywood tramp.
Myra, let's leave.
He's just showing off his education.
Well, have you decided to join us, Miss Stanhope? You'll find us just one big, unhappy family.
Hiya, Hannah.
I beg your pardon.
Horace Rand was and is the name.
Oh, I remember. You wrote such nice things about me when you were a movie critic.
As he tells us, all that old Algonquin crowd had an almost personal interest in your art.
Well, I can't imagine why.
Then your imagination ain't what it used to be, Hannah girl.
Listen, all of you. We're all going in the pool for a swim. Miss Stanhope, you may take the first room at the head of the stairs. Herbert, you're in the yellow room with Lloyd. The little flower of the South will be down the hall from you.
Oh, what? No connecting door?
B.J., I'm sorry, but you'll have to move out to the bathhouse. When Mamie returns from the village, I'll have her move your things.
No, you don't, Leslie. I'm leaving.
Oh, but Mr. Wickfield, you'll take all the joy if you leave.
You hear that, Chief? You can't disappoint the little lady. Coming, Herbert?
But I don't like the bathhouse. Besides, the dampness stirs up my larynx.
Oh, that beautiful swimming pool. Doesn't it look inviting?
I'll be up in a moment, Miss Stanhope. I think I have a bathing suit that will bring out all the oomph in you.
Don't worry about Myra. She always goes prepared.
Well, Top?
Sorry, Leslie, barging in on you like this.
Oh, it's all right, darling. But tell me something. Are you in love with Myra Stanhope?
What if I am?
Well, you're quite a consolation prize.
Yeah, I've got money. I look dandy on a horse. So does a horse. Been out of college 3 years and haven't got a job. I'll turn into a sow.
Get a job.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, you know. Everybody knows. I'm dumb.
Oh, Top. You're not thinking of marrying Myra.
Myra says if she doesn't get the velvet part, she'll help me start a producing company of my own.
Oh. Young man, I'm joining the anti-Southern movement.
Why?
I want Myra to have that part.
You do?
I most certainly don't want her to have you.
Oh, Leslie, you just don't know Myra. She's different. She's the one girl I've known who's really on the level.
Innocent lad.
No, I mean on the level even about not having been on the level before she met me. Understand?
No, dear. And neither do you. Really.
Well, I declare, Mr. Lloyd, isn't anybody home?
I just took a quick look. They're all out at the pool.
But didn't they know we were...
This is a break, baby. You go climb right into that southern rig you bought.
Pony, do you really think I...
Do I know producers? Now run on up and change. Take any room that looks unoccupied and make it snappy.
Well, honey, if you say it's all right... Oh, my guitar!
Here. And remember, you go right into it, see?
My goodness, I hope they don't think I'm rude. I don't know about northerners. I never visited northerners before.
Well, if this doesn't put the frosting on Herbert Z's cake, nothing will.
It's about time you showed up.
Oh, well, Myra, doll. Fancy finding you
Skip
here.
Skip it. Where's the Dixie cameo?
Changing into a number that's going to knock Harner for a ghoul. Wait till you see it. Here, baby. Contact.
Nope, no, you crazy baboon. Herbert's out there. What's she like?
Oh. Ever hear of Dementia Precox?
No, and it's a lousy screen name.
Huh?
Listen, is she pretty?
Well, sure she is. Or Harner would have smelled the put-up job. Give us the lips, baby.
Stop that. You don't mean she'll scream.
Won't even get an East Coast test.
Herbert gives that to the chambermaids instead of a tip, I know.
Baby, will you clinch?
Listen, Ducky. About Lumpson, I did have to kind of lead him on to get him to bring me here.
Are you on the level with me?
Well, you know I am. If I get velvet...
You'll probably ditch me.
Oh, baby, you know me better than that.
Am I a miserable man?
Here, and take my mouth. It's yours.
I tipped you off, and I'd be here.
Oh, Herbert. Let bygones be bygones.
As far as I'm concerned, the past is buried, along with your contract when it expires.
Herbert, I didn't come because I want to play velvet.
Oh, that's swell. It'll save us all a lot of jockeying around.
I came because I want you back. Oh, Herbert.
All right, can that stop? Now, take it easy.
Darling, take my mouth. It's yours.
You're nuts.
You're jealous.
If Lloyd weren't the best director on the coast, I'd have given him the gate long ago.
Herbert, you know you gross a million in snowbound souls.
I'd gross 2 million if I'd starved the blizzard instead of you.
Wait, you college gorilla.
I'm hard to top that exquisite stinker, dear.
Okay, Rand, save your bright sayings for Manhattan Man. You've played me a lousy trick. Having Wickfield here was enough, but Myra, too, is too much.
Well, what's the matter with Hollywood's mad genius?
He's sore because Lloyd fell for me. Who does he think he is? Studio still wants me. Public wants me.
Mama, I want you, too.
What?
I'm crazy about you.
Well, that happened fast.
Well, the increased tempo of modern life is nowhere more apparent than in the way the build-up's gone out of style.
That puts you away ahead of the times, but your wife looks kind of old-fashioned to me.
My wife is a wonderful woman. But, like most worthy women, not even dimly aware that her husband's a heel. Look, maybe I could get Harner on your side.
No. Maybe I do like you. Oh, boy. I'll say you're a heel. Here, take my mouth. It's yours. Stop, darling.
Was that Horace going up the stairs?
Mr. Rand. Oh, yes. Yes, he said something about changing his clothes.
Myra, did you know Harner was coming here?
Don't be damn stucky. Lloyd wired me. Maybe we ought to get married Monday. For Pete's sake, if I don't get velvet, I'm finished.
Myra.
Oh, I mean, well, darling, if we eloped, the papers would say that I'd chuck velvet to marry you.
Myra.
Okay, playboy. I guess you weren't serious about wanting to work in Hollywood.
Of course I was. Myra, you're the only absolutely honest girl I know.
Oh, you're cute. Take my mouth. It's yours.
Myra.
Excuse me. Oh, don't mind me. I have no intention of intruding. Oh, it's you.
My name's Rumson.
Thompson Rumson. I've always wanted to know you. Because of your close association with Horsey.
This is Miss Stanhope.
Myra Stanhope? Oh, yes. Now, I see you do resemble your pictures dimly. Well, mercy guide me, anyway. Well, my deep felt congratulations.
Congratulations? What for?
Well, I reckon I ought to know when a couple's engaged.
Well, I guess that does it, Myra.
Well, no. I mean, listen, you. This is a big secret. I mean, nobody here knows about it. And for personal reasons of our own, we don't want them to.
Of course, I promise not to tell. I wouldn't embarrass you for the world.
Good heavens, what's this? Oh,
you must be Miss Cindy Lou Bethany.
Of course. I'm Leslie Rand. What a charming dress, Miss Bethany.
You like it? This is the very dress my great-grandmother Albemarle wore at the inauguration of Jefferson Davis in Montgomery, Alabama, on February 18, 1861.
What time of day?
2 o'clock, ma'am, on a very fine afternoon. I knew Mr. Harner brought to see me first, as I'll appear on the screen.
Look away, look away. Dixie's landed. Well, well, well.
My husband, Miss Bethany.
I'm honored to make your acquaintance, sir.
I must say I'm quite overwhelmed, Miss Bethany, but such an entrance deserves a full gallery. Let me call the others.
Ms. Rand, I want to say right off how hot
hey,
you are. Meeting Mr. Harner in a bare hotel room would possibly have scared the pin feathers off of me. I'm so shy and unobtrusive.
For the love of Mike.
Meet your new star, Herbie. Miss Bethany, Mr. Herbert Z. Harner.
At your service, sir.
I am delighted.
And I am proud. Proud of the opportunity you've given me to play velvet.
Lights, camera. Quiet, please. Carry on, Miss Bethany.
Well, in the person of Velvet, it'll be my rare privilege to portray at last all the miserable sufferings of the South at the unjust hands of the North. Oh, of course, I mean the historical North.
Where's Lodge?
Here I am, Herbert Z.
What is this? What the devil
are you... Oh, you remember my guitar, Mr. Lodge. It's so like little old me to forget it. And now, with your kind permission, I'll play you a song which is a great favorite down home by Miss Lily Strickland, the composer of My Lover Man is a Fisherman and many others. It's entitled, by a strange coincidence, Melindy Lee. So my name is Cindy Lee. Oh. Honey, did you hear that mockingbird sing last night? Oh, Lord, he was singing so sweet in the moonlight. In the old magnolia tree, busting his heart with a whole heart. I know he was singing a
And I says, no, Herbie, wait till she comes out from under that hoop skirt. Yes, he says, maybe she won't come out. Maybe she's bivouacked there for the summer.
Oh, the way Herbie leapt from the room and plunged into the pool.
Poor Herbie can't take it.
Well, it was a bit thick, all of us leaving her stranded on the sofa with that guitar in her hand.
But I asked you to hop out of that dirndl and join us. Isn't Herbert coming down for dinner?
Yes.
Well, enter the maestro.
All right, let's get it over with. Then all of you clear out and let me talk to this Dixie Nightingale.
We're all a quiver to know what you think of her.
You tell me.
She's pretty. It would scream.
I could spit blindfolded on Sunset Boulevard and down 20 girls who'd scream.
It's got a lovely voice.
Mm-hmm, and it oozes purity.
The girl's a washout, see? Oh,
quiet, please. The star of the Athens Sword, Wig, and Bustle Club approaches.
Hello? Is it all right if I come down now?
Of course, dear. Come and join us in a drink before dinner. I meant julep, perhaps?
Oh, I don't drink, I thank you. Though I declare I'm so whooped down, I will have a small glass of tea punch or some scuppin' on wine.
Well, I'm afraid we haven't that.
Oh? Well, you all do have sherry.
No.
Claret?
No.
Then just fix me a slight go.
A what?
Well, that's what my daddy calls a little straight corn. Mr. Lloyd says when daddy hears I've been chosen to play Velvet, he's going to feel quite different about your industry. Of course, there's several episodes in the book daddy wants changed.
Yes, does he?
That part where Velvet goes in the dead of night to visit the Northern General.
Considers it immoral, eh?
No, just insulting to the South. Daddy says the Northern General's got to pay the visit on her. Of course, I realize I don't look terribly like Velvet, who's described as being so beautiful and all. Much more like Miss Stanhope.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
What else can I say, honey, with her standing right there? But I do qualify in every other way.
Indeed.
State your qualifications, Tut.
Well, like Velvet, I come of a very old Southern family. My great-great-grandfather was an Albemarle, and my great-great-grandmother was a Covington. My great-grandfather was a Culpepper, and my great-grandmother was a County Clare O'Grady. Now, both my grandparents...
You're fine for breeding purposes, but how are you as an actress?
Oh, I can act for a hill of sour beans. And I have the quality of righteous indignation when aroused. Though generally people do just call it the Culpepper temper.
Oh, Herbie, the little lady's got temperament, too.
Quiet. Go on.
And I play the guitar. Though that's my only accomplishment, I feel.
Now, Herbert, before the evening's over...
She'll develop many more, I'm sure.
No, you're not, sir.
What?
I'm sensitive as a newborn chick. You're terribly disappointed in me. Mr. Lloyd felt you'd be.
Oh, he did he?
Excuse me.
Oh, that's why I wouldn't let me tell Daddy.
I see. In fact, I'm beginning to see something very clearly.
Now, wait a minute, Herbie.
Shut up.
Mr. Harmer, sir, I willingly step aside for any other Southern girl whose ancestors owned more slaves and plantations and all, and whose men made the supreme sacrifice at Antietam, too.
How terribly, awfully noble of you, honey child.
But I'm presuming to warn you, sir. I won't stand you giving velvet to be played by some ordinary Hollywood actress.
Hear, hear.
Oh, hush my mouth, Miss Stanhope. I'm sure you're not ordinary at all. I mean an actress who's had all those love affairs and like as not has some queer kind of foreign accent.
Brooklyn, huh?
Yeah. Brooklyn somewhere in the Union, isn't it? I warn you, though, sir, if you give it to such a woman, why, the South will positively see.
You surprise me, Miss Bethany.
Well, honey, you are surprised to me, too. Mr. Lloyd gave me quite the wrong impression of you, although I know unintentionally.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm a college man. Vanderbilt University.
Vanderbilt? That's a Southern college. Well, I've been engaged to scads of Vanderbilt men. Oh, honey. Now, I know Kiss the Boys Goodbye is perfectly safe. I knew the minute I looked at your fine, sensitive face.
Hello? Yes, she's here. For you, Miss Bethany.
Hey, Lily Lou. I promised to phone her. Hello, honey. No, you are wrong about Northern. Miss Durans are lovely. And Mr. Rumson, that famous polo player, is here. No, he's not flirting with me the teeniest bit. Honey, that Myra Stanhope's here. Why, honey, I'm looking at her right now. She can't be that old.
That does it.
Tell her you're staying for the weekend, dear.
What, Mr. Rumson? You mean...
I mean that nobody in this house has a better chance at velvet than you.
Say, can I sign you up for my All-American heels?
What, Aunt Lily Lou? Mr. Harner? Oh, he's wonderful. He's a Vanderbilt man. Of course, I'll do my duty. I'll phone you before I go to bed. What, Aunt Lily Lou?
Tell you what Aunt Lily Lou said, because you're practically a Southerner. Right outside a hotel window, there's a gold statue of a general on a horse.
General Sherman.
But a lady's leading the horse. Well,
that's victory, dear.
Maybe so, but Aunt Lily Lou says it's just like a Yankee to let the lady walk.
In a moment, Act Two of Kiss the Boys Goodbye, starring Helen Clare. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Queen of Diamonds. Thanks, old man. And gin.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I swear you cheat, except I don't give you credit for being that smart.
Three in a row. You have another go?
I'd rather have another drink.
Oh, dear. With a dash of Novocaine, if it'll cushion the sound of that minstrel outside.
Well, Herbert Z seems to like it. He's making like an end man.
Carry me back to old Virginia. That's where the cotton and the...
That's mighty strong language, I declare, Miss Hannah, honey child.
Somebody do something. She's got Herbert wrapped up in knots.
Yes, sir. Old Master Hannah sure got it bad.
Great help you turned out to be.
Oh, well, we all need a drink. I'll see what the pantry offers.
We'll hang Jeff Davis to the sour apple tree.
What were you doing out walking with Wickfield before dinner? I saw you come in, and you both looked sneaky.
He promised to plug me, and the way you've let me down...
Herbert's just pretending to be smitten. He's wise to what we tried to put over.
Yeah, well, I signed for velvet before I leave this house, or you and I are finished. Rumson wants to make an independent picture with me.
You said you wouldn't double-cross me.
Yeah, I held him off. But tonight is Gettysburg for you.
Creepers, am I a miserable man. The way I get the needle...
And that's all you'll get from me, honey child. Unless you pull a rabbit out of your hat.
Way back to old Virginia, that's where the cotton is.
What happened to Lloyd?
Nothing compared to what will happen if I don't get that velvet roll.
Take it easy, lovey. You'll be in crinolines by Christmas. I pledge it to you.
You're so confident.
The humor of the situation must be resolved.
The answer is no.
Well, take the path through the rhododendrons. Mother Nature's most maligned rendezvous.
Get this, Mr. Rand. Your wife's swell.
The best.
And maybe I'd like to marry her cousin.
Fine, just as long as you don't want to marry me. Mm. Company's coming. Oh, down where the cotton and the rhododendrons grow.
No.
No, this just isn't coming off. Miss Dixie's still laying it on with a trowel.
I may be a bit thick, but exactly what was the plot?
Oh, Top, my boy, where are all your brains and the head of your mallet? Myra's here for contrast.
To what?
General anesthesia, that flow of candied sauerkraut. Down where the cotton and the rhododendrons...
That's a comedy routine. Here they come.
Why, sure, we'll throw out the Battle of Gettysburg. Save a lot of expense. Did you hear Miss Cindy Lou sing Mighty Like a Rose? Exquisite.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Harner, honey. You're such a gentleman.
How about another ditty?
No, honey. I'm beginning to suspect I bore them all. Miss Ryan, you know, it is damp in that bathhouse.
Oh, really, Miss Bethany, you insisted on changing with Mr. Whitfield.
Oh, I'm not thinking about myself. I'm thinking about my guitar strings. Can I leave it in here, please?
Allow me. I'll lock it in the closet for you and throw away the key.
How about our walk in the copper moonlight?
All right, Mr. Harner, honey, but I need my wrap.
I'll get it for you, Miss Bethany.
Well, thank you kindly, Mr. Rumson, but I'll go. When I come back, why don't you just stroll along with Mr. Harner and me?
Would you really like me to?
If nobody else would mind.
Jake with me, Tut. Oh, Miss Bethany, I'll walk down with you to get your wrap.
Well, that's real sweet of you, Miss Stanhope. See you all in just a shake of a lamb's tail.
Kid, I came down here to have a talk with you.
But, honey, Mr. Harner's waiting.
Let him wait. I want to give you some advice.
Oh, I'm sure anything you tell me from your many years' experience would be useful to a young person embarking on a strange career.
You're not going to have any career. What's the matter, dear? Herbert C. is just making this weekend play for you to get even with Lloyd
and me. Oh. Miss Stanhope, are you the one Mr. Lloyd's in love with?
Yes, honey child.
Get it?
Now I do. Mr. Lloyd brought me because he thought I'd be a bust.
That's right. Who wouldn't want me after a dose of Dixie like you?
I see. Does Mr. Lloyd know that you and Mr. Rumson are engaged?
No. Yes. Sure he does.
No, he doesn't. And I'm sure Mr. Rumson doesn't know about you and Mr. Lloyd.
Kid. If you want to be a sorehead, you can tell him, but you can't tell him anything that I can't explain. I'm not modest, see? They're both nuts about me.
I know why you're telling me all this.
I want to be velvet, but there are other strings to my bow, and I can always clear out with Rumson.
You don't love Mr. Rumson?
I... Good grief. Do you?
Well, I...
Listen, kid, you haven't got a chance. Not with him, not with Lloyd, and Lord knows, not with Herbert C., so why don't you go home?
Oh, Myra, I wondered what was keeping you and Miss Bethany.
All right, little cotton blossom, here's your chance. Ask Mr. Rumson if everything I've said isn't so.
Gee, what did she mean?
Oh. Oh, she told you. But Cindy Lou, you've got to be a sport.
I could see that you aren't at all like them. They are all so rude and mean. Honey, are you very much in love with her?
Well, Myra's in a tough spot, too.
She's awful clever. She guessed how much I like you.
Me?
You're the smartest and handsomest man I ever saw.
Smartest?
Well, it takes just as much brains to make money out of raising horses as out of raising cotton or making movies or writing lewd jokes like Mr. Rand does.
Look, I inherited my stables. Running them comes as natural to me as...
Being a gentleman?
Well...
You're not ashamed of being a gentleman. My granddaddy used to say, if you can shoot like a South Carolinian, ride like a Virginian, drink like a Kentuckian, make love like a Georgian, and be as proud of it as an Episcopalian, you're a Southern gentleman, my boy.
Well, I'm an Episcopalian.
Go on, honey. You don't have to be modest with me.
Yeah, but I want to be more than just a gentleman. I want to function somewhere.
Well, you can always go into politics. My daddy did.
No, I'm going to learn the Hollywood game. Myra's got wonderful entree there.
You're not going just because you're in love with her?
Oh, she's a real person. Why, she was the only one of us had the guts to tell you Harner was stringing you. He's a sadist. He's making Myra suffer because she wouldn't marry him. But she is a great actress. That's the only reason why we helped him. We had to convince Harner by showing him the contract. I'm a flatfoot. Oh, don't cry. Gosh, Cindy Lou, if you could just act, it would be different.
Act? You know when I said they picked me for Juliet in the Affin Sword Wig and Bustle Club just because I was a Bethany? Well, sir, I was lying. I really can act better than any girl in the Athens Junior League.
You can?
Honey, you know what I'm going to do? Now, you run on back while I change into my little old Juliet costume.
Juliet costume? What for?
I'm going to show Mr. Harner and all the rest of you that I really can act.
What's this all about?
She says she's going to act for us.
She doesn't mean act, does she?
Well, there's no plumbing the depth of that literal mind.
Robson, did you put her up to this?
Look, are you going to give the kid the part or not?
Am I going to spend $1 million developing somebody who hasn't got a spark of oomph? The Culpepper temper. She's got as much spirit as a dish of floating island.
For 2 cents, I'd sock you.
So you're not falling for that girl.
Really, Miss Stanhope, you're suicidally bent on having somebody fall for her.
Listen, she slings that honey cow baloney around like relief funds, and I know men.
Maybe she can act.
Look,
Hannah,
why don't you admit
you've
made a mistake?
Here I am.
No. No, I don't believe it.
No, I've seen everything.
You look lovely.
You like my little old Juliet costume? Daddy says it's the prettiest one I ever wore, but maybe that's because I made it myself. Mr. Harner, sir, I realize now that Mr. Lloyd wasn't sincere with either you or me.
Act.
Yeah. I don't want to be Velvet if I'm going to do injustice to her. That would be a betrayal of herself. So all you got to say when I finish acting is yes or no.
Well, I declare, this bar is a lovely balcony. Mr. Rumson, honey, lift me up.
Sure.
My, but you're strong. Well, you know where I'm leaning on the balcony on my gloved hand? It begins where I say, ah, me, ah, me. And after that, Romeo says something. I don't remember exactly what.
Shall I hear more, or shall I speak at this?
Why, yes, Mr. Rand, that's it. You reckon Ms. Rand would mind your being Romeo?
Oh, not if you say so, Cotton Blossom.
Well, then, I say, 'tis but thy name is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's a Montague? It's not hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face.
Nor eyes, ears, nose, nor throat.
Suppose that part's silly. Montague is just a name. Well, then, be some other name. What's in a name? It's plain Juliet isn't a southerner, cause family names are terribly important back home. So anyway, what's in a name?
You asked that once.
Well, Juliet does say it twice. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Of course it wouldn't.
This is Shakespeare.
Go on, Mr. Rain.
I take thee at thy word. Call me but love and I'll be new baptized. Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
Mr. Rand, I'm Juliet, not Miss Stanhope. You come here.
Yes, I'm working my way over.
What man art thou that thus besqueened in night, so stumblest on my counsel?
By a name I know not how to tell thee, Juliet, except to say methinks the fair maid stinks.
Horrid. My ears have not yet drunk
but
a hundred words.
Haven't we suffered
that
enough? I'd
uttering.
Much prefer cold mutton to all this
sound.
Stubborn ham.
Horace, this is all wrong.
I'll say it.
Art thou not Miss Bethany? Oh, and Bethany, don't you want to stop? Look. I declare. You all are the meanest I've ever seen. What have you got against me?
Look, little Miss B, you're through. Finish. Now hop down and go home.
You're about as helpful as General Sherman.
Aha! The Ogre of Dixie. Horrible William Sherman, the only Civil War soldier who acted like a soldier.
I warn you, Mr. Ransom, I'm working myself into a snit. And when I'm in a snit, I'm prone to butt the object of my wrath plumb in the tummy.
What a quaint trick.
My old mammy dad's lean. She learned it from a she-goat, and she passed it on to me.
By word of mouth, I trust.
Horace, that's enough.
Look, this kid's asking for it. Sugarfoot, why don't you be just a gal with nice legs and eyes, and for the love of Lee, can the aristocratic bromides? Southern aristocracy, the Bayou Bourbons, the subthyroid progeny of three generations of the...
Am I given to understand you're not attacking me, but my native South?
Now you're catching on. The old South, the last illusion of the new North. Breast-beating, tear-jerking, labor-exploiting Southern democracy.
Mr. Rumson, lift me down.
Sure.
My, but you're strong. Why, you Yankee polecat, may the good Lord smite you if I don't fight. Here I come!
Holy cow!
I may not have the brains for argument, but I don't need them as long as my head's hot and his viscera. Oh, as for you all, a more ungracious lot was never born. All you got is a lot of high-sounding words and fast living. Well, I'm not judging anybody's morals, but I got a right to judge your hospitality. That's where you Yankees are not so smart. You'll never trap us, because you've got absolutely no sense of hospitality. Oh,
Cindy. Cindy Lou. To you poor, sweet kid.
This is what my daddy does when I get into a snip. Holds me close.
Does he, Cindy Lou?
Miss Bethany, I apologize for my husband's behavior, for my guests and for my own.
Hold it, everybody. She's got it. Youth, beauty, fire, temperament. That Yankee polecat touch, she's tremendous.
Mr. Harner, you mean I'm going to be Velvet?
You bet you are, Horace. You struck fire out of a boy. Am I in your debt?
Well, I declare, Mr. Harner, you do say the loveliest things. I'm a producer. Informality is just everyday business with me.
Well, I declare. I suppose I must make some concessions to a motion picture career. Come on in.
That's my girl.
Honey, it's most gallant of you to come, but what would anybody think if they saw you?
Cindy Lou, do you realize we've hardly had a word alone since you arrived?
I know. We've been ranged around like birds on a limb. But we'll have lots of time on the plane.
Oh, there'll be Aunt Lily Lou.
Oh, you're just going to adore her. I declare, Mr. Horn, I forgot to phone her tonight.
You're a sweet kid, and I'm for you, but you've got to be for me, too.
Oh, Bethany, disloyal could never be.
I mean something besides loyalty. Look, potentially you're a fine actress. You want to be a great actress, don't you?
I want to do my best for Velvet.
Well, if you're going to give it what it needs, you've got to learn to feel something besides righteous indignation.
Sir?
I mean, the way Velvet O'Toole feels for the Northern General, you see? Passion. Ecstasy.
Mr. Harner, honey, can I make a confession to you?
Why, Terrapin, of course you can.
I am in love.
Ha, 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 that's the girl.
But I'm terribly apprehensive.
Oh, baby, it's the most natural thing in the world.
I just know love isn't compatible with what I'm about to do.
Love and Hollywood, they go together like gin and ginger ale.
But I'd like to get married, honey.
Now, take it easy.
What am I going to do about Myra Stanhope?
Oh, forget about her.
But she's the real thing between us.
Oh, Myra has no mortgage on me just because we...
Mercy guide me. You too? Oh, I wish I could tell Mr. Rumson.
Rumson?
Honey, can I trust you?
Tidbit, don't ask.
Well, just before you came in here, I was looking out of my window, and I saw Miss Van Hope and Mr. Rand right out there in those rhododendrons.
Huh? You sure it wasn't Lloyd?
No, it was Mr. Rand, all right. And Mr. Rumson's engaged to Miss Stanhope.
Oh, the boy's a nitwit. What do you care?
I do care. I'm so terribly in love with him.
What? You little fool. Are you kidding me?
Lacey, no. I'm just torn to tatters.
Well, get Rumson out of your head quick, see? Do you think I came down here to have you bawl all over my shoulder about another guy?
Well, honey, lots of men do just fall in love with me. Daddy says wherever I am, there'll be men. Like flies around a jam pot. Oh, I know I've gotten into the careless habit of just saying, shoo. Lacey, me. Who's there?
Top Rumson.
Whatever on earth?
May I come in?
Certainly not. I'm asleep.
I've got to speak to you.
Open the door. I'll go into the shower room.
Well, I... Oh, my goodness. All right. Just a minute. Hurry up. Whatever.
I couldn't sleep, so I went for a walk. I was just going in when I saw a man come down to the pool.
Heavenly day. Whoever'd pussyfoot around here?
Harner, and I'm spoiling to break his neck.
I don't know how you can think such things. Mr. Harner's a gentleman. At least I hope he is.
Look, Cindy Lou, I wanted to tell you this afternoon. We are related to the Atlanta Robsons.
Honey. I knew you must have inherited your seat from the South, but I just can't rave about it now.
Well, forgive me if I bore you.
Oh, honey, you don't bore me. It's just so late.
Well, I'll go, but Cindy Lou, just say one nice thing first.
All right. Parting is such sweet sorrow. I could say goodnight until tomorrow, but I can't tonight. Goodnight now. Come out, Mr. Harner. Sir, you put me in a most embarrassing position, and it's time for you to leave, sir.
Save that baby for our reconstruction days.
If you don't go, I'll scream.
Now, how would that look?
It'd look awful. Honey! Now, let's back off and take a fresh start. This feeling about me may interfere with your judgment.
Now, will you stop backing and filling and come here?
No, I won't.
You'll either come here or go back to Athens in the morning.
I prefer to go back to Athens, so you can go now.
Ha, ha, ha. You Dixie Bells are pretty smart.
Mr. Harner, sir, I'm mighty sorry I got to do what I got to do.
What do you got to do, honey lamb?
Mercy, guide me. I guess I just got to shoot you.
Why? Where'd you get that gun? Put it down. I'll go.
If Mr. Rumson saw you coming out now, he'd think you'd had plenty of time to compromise me. Wouldn't he?
Yes. No. I'll explain to
you. No. He wouldn't believe you. I'm afraid I've got to shoot.
Good grief, girl. No.
I'm aiming at your leg, Mr. Harner, but I'm such a pole shot, I can't be sure what I'll hit. Claire, you Yankees are just dead on creating emergencies. Honey, are you all right? Oh, don't. It'll be worse if you die. That'll be terribly embarrassing for
me. Cindy Lou, are you hurt?
Oh, honey, I know I should have given you the privilege of defending my honor, but there just wasn't time.
It's hard. What happened? Is he dead?
Honey, you better investigate.
Harner.
Hey, look.
Blood. Oh, that's lovely. He can talk.
It's just his arm.
Well, I only aimed at his leg, but he would move. Mr. Harner, sir, wouldn't you be more comfortable on the bed?
He was the man I saw.
Of course he was.
And he was here when you were talking to me. He was here laughing at me.
Oh, no, Tom.
Yes, parting is such sweet sorrow.
I shot him, Leslie.
The devil he did. Now, come on, get me out of here.
We must get a doctor. Oh, where's Horace?
Ask that little false face. She'll tell you.
Mr. Harner, you promised.
She said she saw Horace out that window.
Don't listen to it.
With Myra.
You
saw Myra and Horace out there?
No.
Yes, she did.
Oh.
If you didn't, why did you tell such a malicious
lie?
She
made it up so I would tell you and sour you on Myra, see?
You're an ambitious, dangerous, evil-tongued little girl. Pack your bags.
Get out of my boudoir, all of you. Did I ask to come here? Did I seek the role of Velvet?
Baby, if you got it, the North would secede. Easy, take it slow, will you?
Stop yelping, Arnie. You're going to live.
For the love of Mike, what happened? Hey, he's been shot. It was a shot I heard.
Sit down, Herbert. I'll call a doctor.
Who did it? Cindy Lou shot him. Cindy Lou?
Operator.
It's paralyzed. You see, I can't move.
Operator. Oh, he's just pink.
Operator. Oh, the phone's dead. I can't get the operator.
Say, where's Myra? In a room, of course.
Is this what you call a quiet night's rest in the country? Where's Horace?
I don't know.
Oh, so Horace is missing, too. I'll just do some checking up.
B.J., please don't let Lloyd go out there.
I'm a man of violent inaction.
But if Lloyd finds Horace and...
And Myra?
Will you please go?
All right, but the night air stirs up my laryngitis.
What did you mean, Leslie, if Lloyd finds Horace and Myra?
Oh, never mind, Top, at least not now. Come along, Herbert. I'll bathe that scratch in hot water, and it's the last I hope ever to see of any part of you.
Oh, the girl's right about one thing. You've got no sense of hospitality.
Hiya. Do I bother to knock or walk right in?
Who are you?
You're Rumson, I know. The name's Oscar, Daily News.
Oh, a reporter, huh? Well, what are you doing here? How'd you get in?
You just saw. I walked in. All the world's waiting for Velvet. Say, what's amiss here?
Who said anything's amiss, brother?
Aunt Lily Lou. She hasn't been able to get this rammed up on the phone. She... Hey, look, a gun.
Put that down.
I smell a bullet.
Help!
I smell headlines.
Help! Help! Take back the phone!
I smell a salary raise.
Come back here.
Now, wait. No rough stuff.
Leave quietly or do I throw you
out? Look, Rumson, I'm only doing my job. Hey, cut it out. I'm a little guy.
Hey, little guy, you asked for it. Gosh, what'll I do with him? Oh, I know the closet.
You lug, you know you tried to throw me in the pool.
What I want to know is who threw me in.
But, Lloyd, you've proved nothing by roughhousing Myra. She's broken my heart.
Your heart? Look, Rumson, go wipe the dew from behind your ears. This peroxide lollipop is my girl.
Oh. You finally came in, Horace.
Oh, look, Mrs. Rand.
Shut up, Hannah. Leslie, I found this wretched girl brooding on the terrace, so I took her for a walk.
Oh, quit pulling paper lilies out of that silk hat.
Paper lilies? Don't you mean rhododendron?
Listen, there's a reporter here from the Daily News.
What?
Well, you came to interview Cindy Lou.
Oh,
so I just bopped him one and locked him in that closet. He's out cold.
Assault and battery on the Daily News, man. Oh, my laryngitis. Horace, you're fired.
Fired? For God's sake, B.J., why?
I can't tolerate your politics. I can't tolerate your immoral thinking. Find an important man like me. Order my car!
What can we tell the reporter?
Oh, what's the use? He won't believe any of us.
He'll believe Cindy Lou.
Hey. There's one thing that girl wants more than trouble.
Velvet!
I've got a contract upstairs. She'll sign it in 3 minutes.
Cindy Lou.
Well, Miss Rand, I'm ready to go now.
I owe you an apology, Miss Bethany. You were right about everything. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Now, will you please open that closet for me?
Hey, who told her?
Cindy Lou, you don't want to make any statements to the press.
What? What was that? Now, hold everything, Cindy Lou. Hey, look, I'm prepared to sign a 6 month contract.
With options, Herbert.
$1,000 a week.
With options, Herbert.
$2,000 a week for a year.
With options. Wait a minute, kid. You've got them hooked. You don't want a contract with options. You want the contract to play Velvet.
Yes, but...
And you'll get it if you don't tell that reporter why you shot Herbert.
Reporter? What reporter?
What did she think was in that closet?
My guitar, sir.
Oh.
Great day in the morning. It never occurred to me that just because I shot Mr. Horner, he'd have to give me a contract. Well, I was just for going home and lying out of the whole thing to Daddy.
What?
Well, Daddy'd never forgive me when he heard I'd left you alive. I
declare, it's confusing. One minute I'm not velvet, next minute I am.
Just sign here.
Sir, will Mr. Lloyd be the director?
He doesn't direct anybody. He's fired.
Oh, fired, am I? All right. Don't sign that phony, option-studded contract, Cindy Lou.
I'll get dirty you double for this.
Here's the straight 7-year contract for the part of Velvet O'Toole.
7 years?
My studio won't last that long. The South only held out 4.
Cindy Lou, if I... back with all these people, I'd be proud to make love to you like a Georgian.
Honey, do I understand you're proposing to me?
If I said, would you marry me? Oh, you'd say no.
No, I wouldn't. How could I, Sugarfoot, when you're just sweeping me off my feet?
You mean...
maybe I'm letting down the South, but I know my high duty, and I just can't postpone it 7 years and do it justice.
Cindy Lou.
Oh, Tom.
Well, if that's not the cherry on the Charlotte Russe. Gentlemen, the press.
I'll fix you birds for this.
Listen, I can explain everything.
Any statement, Miss Bethany?
No, sir. Just say I'm too unobtrusive for Hollywood, and the South does deserve a great actress. Here's the contract, Miss Stanhope, with my compliments.
Over my dead body.
Oh, that reminds me. Couldn't she tell this reporter as much as I could?
Oh, Mr. Harner, honey, how's my Southern accent?
As much as you could about what, Miss Bethany?
Well...
Mr. DeLow, on my honor as a producer, goodbye now.
Oh, you still don't trust me. Mr. Harner, honey, I wasn't going to tell him I had to shoot my way to happiness through you. Goodbye. Oh.
You have just heard the Best Plays production of Kiss the Boys Goodbye by Claire Booth Luce, starring Helen Clare. And here once again is your host, drama critic John Chapman.
Well, that's Hollywood for you. Cindy Lou gets her man. All Cindy Lou's everywhere should get their men, and all men should win a Cindy Lou. That way there wouldn't ever be any trouble. We are grateful to Miss Booth, the author, and to our excellent company for a very pleasant hour. Our play next week will be one which might be termed strong and absorbing, to use a couple of handy critical adjectives. It is Ethan Frome by Owen and Donald Davis. Owen Davis, the grand old man among American playwrights, and his son, Donald, adapted this unusual drama from a novel by Edith Wharton. And in its first production, it was a great artistic and commercial success for everybody concerned, including Raymond Massey, Pauline Lord, and Ruth Gordon as the principal actors. Our star for next week's production will be Geraldine Page. This is Chapman saying goodbye until then.
Kiss the Boys Goodbye was transcribed and adapted for radio by Peter Robert Gray. Heard in the cast were Jan Miner as Myra, Leon Janney as Lloyd, Wendell Holmes as Wickfield, Ralph Bell as Harner, Mason Adams as Top, Alexander Scourby as Rand, Fran Carlin as Leslie and William Zuckert as the reporter. Best Plays is an NBC production supervised by William Welch and directed by Edward King. Your announcer is Fred Collins. Tonight, hear Confession on NBC.